Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL underscore BTP. Tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. We'll take you up to 9:10 here on The Fan. At about 8:30, about David Harrison going to join the program. Right now, though, I want to continue to take a look at the Washington Commanders. They're in a spot right now, to me, where I can see both sides of the spectrum, so to speak. Both sides of the coin, so to speak. If you told me this team was going to win the Super Bowl this year, I'd say, yeah, I can see it. If you told me this team was going to take a step back and only win 9 games, I said, yeah, I could see it too. There's a thing about the NFL. Every team has questions. Every team has question marks entering the offseason program. Every team does. So, like, when we raise the questions about Washington, it's not that we're being negative. It's not that we're being unfair. We're just telling it how it is. We're just telling it how it is. For the Commanders, I think they have more answers than questions, though, is how I would put it. But as I continue to say, every team has questions. My biggest question mark right now, in terms of the Washington Commanders, the thing that has me scratching my head and a little worrisome, how much better, two areas, and they're both on defense, shocker. How much better is this run defense going to be? And is Marshawn Lattimore going to be healthy at corner and give you what you thought you were getting when you pulled the trigger on the deal? Because if Marshawn Lattimore struggles at outside corner, I think it changes the outlook of this defense. Now, like I said a moment ago, they set themselves up and to not be caught with their pants down is the best way I could put it, right? They set themselves up to not be caught lacking, right? They brought in Jonathan Jones. They drafted Trey Amos. They brought back Noah Igbinoghene. So if Lat doesn't work out, or Southeast Sean, as some people have been calling him on social media, if it doesn't work out, right, then you're fine. It's really no big deal. That's the interesting thing. They understand what it is and what it ain't. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Ben, I'm about to send you a couple of bites via Twitter here because I realized I didn't get those over to you. It's very, very interesting. It's Louis Riddick giving his thoughts on who the biggest threat to the Eagles are, and it's Kyle Brandt giving his thoughts as to who the biggest threat is to the old Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC. I think either way you slice it, right? Either way you slice it, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. I know there are going to be people, you know, out there that try and dispute that. There are going to be people out there that, you know, try to not give Washington their flowers, their kudos, so to speak. But not this guy. Not this guy. The Eagles are the clear-cut best team in the National Football League. I don't think it's very close. Even with some of the departures that they had on the defensive side of the football, I still feel like, you know, they're the best football team in the NFL. And it starts up front along the offensive line. It starts on their defensive line. It just feels like to me, man, they are a group that's ready to roll. 100%. I don't see them taking some sort of massive step back. Right now, I want to let you hear from Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football. We had this to say about who the biggest threat to the Eagles are in the NFC.
Number one, this might be a surprise, but it shouldn't be. Number one, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Heck yeah,
guys,
Kyle.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are under the radar. And Sarah, you know this.
Yep.
They smacked the Eagles last year. Look it up. They smacked them. They held Saquon in check. Baker went absolutely nuts. They also knocked the Eagles out of the playoffs the year before. Also, Nick Sirianni lost to them a few years prior when it was a different iteration of the Buccaneers. Eagles fans know that the Bucs always play them very tough. Maybe they're not the shiniest, brightest team in the league, and they don't have the exposure that maybe the Commanders had last year, and I don't have the Commanders on my list. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been a nemesis for this version of the Eagles, and I have them as number one team that the Eagles do not want to see at the end of the season. That's my list.
Wow. The Bucs? Is he hot take farming?
Well, what I heard there is not on the list. Commanders not on the list.
Commanders not on the top three list, no. It was the Tampa Bay Bucs with the best chance. Lions 2-3 and is the Rams. So it's very interesting to me. So I can make, like, and I always want to play devil's advocate here on this program. The thing is, when it comes to the landscape of the NFC and where Washington falls in terms of who's the biggest threat, like, if you're going to make an argument that the Rams are better than Washington right now, I'll hear you on it. There's a case to be made. If you're going to make an argument that the Detroit Lions are better than Washington, yeah, you can make that argument. I'll hear you out on it. The Bucs, though? The Bucs is kind of where the Bucs should stop. 100% for me. That's kind of where the buck stops for me. There's no way that you can look at Tampa and look at Washington and go, yeah, they're a bigger threat. And I think it starts with the quarterback position, right? Jaden Daniels greater than Baker Mayfield. I think, like, that's the difference there. When you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, you're always going to be in the conversation, right? We were talking about the FPI Power Index, right? Washington's ranked 6th. Newsflash, folks. They're going to be ranked in the top 10 as long as Jaden Daniels is healthy and functioning. The Bengals are ranked 7th, and their defense is god-awful. God-awful. So as long as Jaden Daniels is playing at this level, as long as Jaden Daniels is in the picture, right, Washington's going to be in these conversations. And deservingly so. The key is going to be, how do they build and supplement the roster around Jaden Daniels? How do they do that? Still to be determined. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Louis Riddick, ESPN NFL analyst for ESPN, had this to say about who the biggest threat to the Eagles are.
Right now, who do you think is the biggest threat to Philadelphia in the NFC?
It's Washington, Green, because they're making all the right moves. Look, I know we want to, like, conveniently say, well, Jaden Daniels can't have another season like he had last year. Well, why not? Why can't he? Did Cliff Kingsbury go anywhere? No. Did they add some protection on the offensive line? Yeah. Laremy Tunsil and the drafting of Josh Connerly are huge. It's huge. It all started up front with them anyway. Deebo Samuel, that acquisition is huge because we know he's a multi-tool player. And we know that a guy like Jalen Lane, who they draft from Virginia Tech, he's an absolute stud in terms of his ability to add another speed component to go along with Terry McLaurin. And really, you know what? Here's the biggest thing. If they hit on Trey Amos, the corner that they draft out of Ole Miss, and we saw Washington just get obliterated in the NFC Championship game by Philadelphia through the air on the perimeter. If Trey Amos can be that dude, I'm telling you, everything is looking up for Washington. Everything is looking up.
Louis Riddick telling it how it T.I. is. Yeah, he's right about Washington. When Lewis Riddick speaks, I listen. Some people are going to say, you know, I'm being you're biased if you feel that way. Look, I think Washington's firmly in the conversation of those teams, right? I can make an argument for Washington. I can make an argument for Minnesota. I can make an argument for the Rams. And that's and the Lions. Those are the four teams I can make an argument for. So Washington is not the end-all, be-all when it comes to that. Washington is not the end-all, be-all when it comes to that. But, right? But, you know, it feels like to me, the more and more we have, the deeper we get into this offseason, I'm a flip-flopper. Chris Russell bought waffles into the show last year to describe my flip-flopping. It's obviously a fun joke that we have, but opinions change when new information is presented. And right now, without being boots on the ground and having seen them yet, I think my opinion's a lot higher maybe than it will be when I see them in person, or maybe it'll be the other way around. Maybe I'll see them and they'll knock my socks off, right? I haven't anointed Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret yet because I haven't seen them in person. I haven't seen the one cut get upfield move, right? But to me, man, I flip-flop and I wake up different days feeling different ways, but the quarterback obviously gives me the utmost confidence that they'll be in the conversation. They'll be on the short list of title contenders. The other key is going to be how the rest of the roster works out. And I think offense, I have really no questions. It's all about this defense. And it was the same thing we were talking about when the clock hit triple zeros in the NFC Championship game. How do they get better on that side of the football? How do they address the defense? And at this point in the offseason, right, if you look at two direct signings that they made, you replace John Allen with Javon Kinlaw and Jeremy Chin with Will Harris. If I'm being objective, you downgraded at both of those spots. I'm just being real. That still doesn't, you know, deter me from calling them a Super Bowl contender. I'm just being real about it. So we'll see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, your calls. Are the Commanders the biggest threat to the Philadelphia Eagles? Do you feel that that is actually the case? If so, why? 1-800-636-1067. Also, when we come back, Ben Solik of ESPN put together his 100 things to know for the 2025 NFL season. We'll chew on some of that as well next on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
one 800 636 1067
is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 9:10 here on the Fan before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler. We'll bring you game number two of a three-game set out west against the Seattle Mariners. Trevor Williams on the bump. It is a 9:40 first pitch, and you can hear the action right here on the Fan. 1-800-636-1067. A couple of things that you can chew on right now on the phones. Lewis Riddick thinks the Commanders are the biggest threat to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC. Kyle Brandt doesn't have them listed in the top three biggest threats to the Eagles in the NFC. Who's right and who's wrong? 1-800-636-1067. Mitch is in New Jersey, wants to chime in. What's going on, Mitch?
How's it going now?
Good,
thanks,
brother.
For my call.
Who do you think is the biggest threat? Man,
well, first of all, you're the hardest working man, at least in Washington, D.C. area. That's all I can think of. But anyway,
I appreciate it.
Good show. Hey, you're the one that's doing the work. I'm just a listener. They pay what I'm exactly worth, but I think Washington is going to be better than last year. They improved with the wide receiver. That's the way I look at Debo. They drafted, I think, a wide receiver also. I think the run game can only be better. And the defensive line, I still like what they have on the defensive line. So they're definitely in the top five. I'm saying like maybe four. I think I put them in the head of Rams and definitely Tampa Bay. What is that quarterback? His name escapes me, but he's pretty good. But he's not as good as Jaden Daniels. I put him at him already. Baker Mayfield.
You're talking about Baker, yeah. So the interesting thing about Tampa, Mitch, and we appreciate the call, thought they had a good offseason. They got better in their front seven. You all are going to act like they didn't because people just disrespect Hassan Reddick because of what happened with the Jets. But they brought in Hassan Reddick in that front seven. You add him to Yaya Diaby and Kalijah Kancey and, you know, Logan Hall and Vita Vea. They're loaded up front, man. They're loaded up front. So that kind of worries me a little bit about them. We already know what type of blitzing maestro Todd Bowles is and how good he is at cooking up and dialing up pressure. So you add another piece to that. Chris Braswell, I mentioned as well, the second-round pick from a year ago. The question I have for the Tampa Bay Bucks is that corner. Now, they got Jamel Dean as one outside corner. Zion McCollum is there, but they drafted Benjamin Morrison out of Notre Dame in the second round. If he was healthy and didn't have any injury concerns, he may have been cornerback three in this draft class. A lot of folks were high on him. The tape's good. He just got the injury concerns. That's my biggest question with Tampa is going to be their corner opposite Jamel Dean. On offense, I mean, oof. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Jalen McMillan, and Emeka Egbuka, and Trey Palmer. So they got some pieces. But to call them the biggest threat, I don't know. To Kyle's point, though, they have had Philadelphia's number here in recent memory. I don't know how much that has to do with anything. I don't know if that's a bunch of nothing, but I don't know. We'll see. What do you think?
Just hearing the name Kalijah Kancey, it almost gives me PTSD in a way, but thankfully it didn't, because if he makes that play right there, but thank God Jaden Daniels is a slippery, elusive SOB and gets that first. If he gets tackled right there, I don't know if they win that game. I don't know if Zane's making that kick, and there still would have been time on the clock because that first down iced the time they could have on there. I just love rewatching that clip for so many reasons. Mike Tirico, he could only grab the towel. Yeah. He could have grabbed Daniels. And then also, as soon as Daniels dove forward and got up, Kancey takes the towel and just throws it at Daniels in frustration. That's one of my favorite plays in my lifetime watching the Commanders. That's got to be up there.
See, and this is what it's about.
about us young folk. Let's be selfish for a second. Yes. That's the beauty about
iced our first playoff win in our lifetime. Saying?
So it gets me back thinking about, I know this is going to annoy people. It gets me back to the name conversation and that poll that came out for the Washington Post. When we are able to build more moments, and we will have plenty of them as long as Jaden Daniels is able to stay upright, those moments are going to resonate with folks, man. Like, think about, I wonder if 10 years from now, 10 to 15 years from now, let's just say Jaden Daniels is in year 11, where does the Hail Mary going to rank 10 years from now? Where will that moment in the NFC wildcard round rank 10 years from now? I say all that to say we're in the midst of creating new memories here for the Commanders. That's why I'm leaning all into the brand. I'm leaning all in, you know, to the new name. I absolutely feel like there will be plenty of moments. But back to the original thing here, Kyle Brandt, come on, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Shout out to Virginia. Wendell is in Springfield, wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Nothing much. Thanks for taking the call.
For sure.
I'm buying the hype. You know what's funny? And I feel like you're a lifer like me, a lifelong fan.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had to talk up teams.
Yes.
Honestly.
Wendell, can I stop you for 1 second? Can I stop?
Go ahead.
Because you're literally, that's you're throwing gas right now. Dude, this is the first Commanders team. I talk about Super Bowl with them, and I mean it. I'm not just talking out the side of my face. Go ahead.
You know, funny, I got circled. I don't know what week it is, but I got circled the Kansas City primetime game.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I've never wanted that in my life.
Yes.
I want that.
For sure.
I want that game. I want America to see we are legit. We are for real. We're coming. And it's not just being a homer anymore. It's legitimately looking at this football team and understanding we're pretty darn good. Like, we're pretty darn good. If not, we're elite. And last year was the belief factor. This year, to me, is the trust. That's where really where I moved. I believed last year because it was a fun ride. I ain't going to lie. Last year was the funnest season.
Yes.
We can always talk 2012. 2012 was great. Don't get me wrong.
2012 is like the high school sweetheart. Last year, we found your wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. 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 A great way to put it. I know you got other calls. So
for sure, man.
Them,
look,
no.
I appreciate you hopping on with us, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go to the guest hotline for the first time this show about David Harrison of WSA9 and the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast joins us next. He was live, boots on the ground out in Ashburn for day one of voluntary OTAs. What stood out? Who stood out? What does DH think about Terry McLaurin in a potential contract extension? That's next here on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Still rocking and rolling right here on The Fan. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 9:10 before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for Nats baseball. Game two of a three-game set out west against the Seattle Mariners. Trevor Williams on the bump. And, of course, you can hear the action right here on The Fan. Been a ball to this point in the show, man. 99 days away from the kickoff of the NFL regular season, Eagles and Cowboys in prime time from the Link. Can't wait for it. Today, though, was a day one for the boys in Ashburn. Day one of voluntary OTAs, officially open to the media. You got to see the 90-man roster out there in its entirety for the first time this offseason. Obviously, though, minus the three absences from today, Terry McLaurin, Larry Metunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore. To get the skinny from what happened this afternoon in Ashburn, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show to find one of my absolute favorites talking all things Burgundy and Gold. Our pal David Harrison of WSA9. He is also the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. What's going on, David?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Happy to catch up with you. Heard you a little bit earlier on the Blitz with Danny and Toby. Always good hearing you on our airwaves, my friend. You were boots on, for sure. You were boots on the ground out there in Ashburn today, being my eyes and ears, as I always say. You're the first person. You know it. You're the first person I hit up when I'm not able to go to practice, and you're out there. What was your main takeaway today, man?
Well, just good energy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And as strange as it might kind of sound, like, it's important to see that a team that had as much success as they did come in and really kind of reattack it, right? Like, I'm a big fan of the old mantra of, like, you know, this is the 2025 Commanders. 2025 Commanders haven't done anything. The 2024 Commanders did some really good things and impressed a lot of people, but the 2025 Commanders have yet to do a single thing. And I kind of am a fan of that type of mentality. And, you know, that's not exactly like what was said word for word out here, but, you know, from the bags drill to the way that they were just crisp and moving from drill to drill. And you can tell, right, every time the whistle blew to signal a new session or a new part of the practice, everybody knew where to go. Everybody knew what they were doing. New guys, old guys, you know, it didn't matter. And it just a level of control there and focus to what they're doing that just kind of shows you, like, nobody is satisfied from what they did in the past.
For sure. And I think it's crazy because perspective is always cool for me. I first started being around the team and getting into the media stuff when Ron Rivera was there. And a Ron Rivera practice, no shade at Ron, just looks a lot different than a Dan Quinn practice, from the tempo, the energy, all of that. So it's good to see that has continued to carry over here in year number two. 7-on-7 work was big today. Was there somebody or something that stood out during that, David?
Yeah, how about two interceptions from Jaden Daniels, right? Let's get people, worked up over that.
So he's not imperfect.
Yeah, he's not impregnable, right? You know, the first person interception, and listen, you know how this is a practice. Like, there's a lot of things going on. So at one point in time, I left the 7-on-7s, went down to watch some of the O-line. So I'll just say two interceptions that I saw. The first one, a well-placed ball off the hands of Michael Gallup. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
Right, you know, and Jeremy Reeves was in the right place, right time, picked it off, did his thing, ran it down the field, holding the ball up, loud and proud. You know how he does.
Love that.
And then the second interception, actually the very next pass, again, targeting Michael Gallup, Trey Amos, the rookie, was in coverage, got their feet, looked like they got their feet tangled up to me. Gallup goes down. Trey is basically trying to untangle from Gallup falling down and is still able to make a play on the ball. It's actually a really good play on the ball by the rookie. An unfortunate situation for, you know, the receiver. Flag didn't come out. You know, looks to me, like I said, without the benefit of replay, just looks like, you know, they got tangled up and it happens. And one dude went down, one dude made a catch while going down. But, you know, but I thought it was good on Jaden, even though it's not a game scenario or whatever. Go back to Michael Gallup, you know what I mean? You have that throw, hits him in the hands, comes off, you know, gets an interception, very next play, comes right back to the receiver, you know, show the receiver, hey, dude, like, we all make mistakes. You're going to get a chance after that. And, you know, Michael certainly has some catches as well. But, you know, Trey Amos looked real, real sticky.
Okay, I like to hear that.
Yeah, you know, so I think it was a really good day, really good showing for the rookie on the first day, as much as you can show. You know, not allowed to be totally physical and things like that, but definitely, definitely in phase and definitely looked like he belonged on the NFL field.
For sure. And me and you have talked about this ad nauseum throughout this phase of the offseason. Really difficult to gauge the offensive line play, and it's difficult to really look at the running backs and safeties as well. But I'm going to ask you about the running back, the guy that this fan base, and I'm being facetious and funny when I say this, is already, you know, fitting him for his gold jacket size for Canton. The young pup, Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. I don't know if you got the chance to see him during the rookie mini camp, but does the burst stand out with him as your on-ground level? Because that's what I'm curious to see.
Yeah, you definitely see some of that. You know, not everything is full speed, and obviously they're not doing like full team drills and all those things. And, you know, in 7-on-7, like, you're not running through a line of scrimmage and doing all those things. So it's kind of hard in the current, you know, atmosphere to really see the full exposure of it. But, you know, and it's a little bit dangerous, right? But you watch enough of these practices that aren't walkthroughs, but they're not, you know, full speed necessarily the entire time either. And you kind of look at it, you're like, man, if this guy can move that fast in this phase, imagine how fast he can move in the next phase and things like that. And, you know, he certainly looks like he moves well. You can see the work ethic is there. You can see, like, you know, we've come this early in the program before and seeing guys who you can just tell, like, all right, you vacationed a little bit more than you probably should have. But Kroski-Moret, like, he's not that guy. And that shouldn't be a surprise, right? This is a guy who missed 11 games of his college career and then showed up to an All-Star game at the end of the season, balled out and won the MVP award for that game. So, you know, it should be no surprise that he's that way. But, you know, the guys all look fresh. You know, Brian Robinson looked fresh. Shaw Jeremy McNichols looked pretty loose in the hips and the feet, you know, doing some good things. Chris Rodriguez looks smaller to me, not like small, but a little bit more like tightened up, a little bit more compact than he did the last time I saw him. Austin Eckler, you know, he's been posting like back picks and all that stuff with his muscular efforts on social media. So, you know, he's looking healthy, you know, and so it was good to see the whole group. I mean, they all look, you know, like they have something to prove this year.
David, I want to ask you a question here, man. And I know if the folks don't know, you've got a military background and it's a part of the mental makeup of you and why you're one of my absolute favorites. You're a no-nonsense, fun-loving guy. One thing that they've done multiple times throughout this offseason, unprompted, David, is say that there's one guy on this offensive line that doesn't have to compete and earn his job, and it's Laremy Tunsil. What is your thought on that messaging in combination with him not being there today?
I mean, he's earned it. You know what I mean? He's been playing this game at a high level for a very long time. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. I don't think there's anything wrong with them sending that message, you know, and if you're a five-time Pro Bowler, then you'll probably get that treatment, you know, as well. As far as him missing practice and missing OTAs, I don't really have an issue with it. You know, we heard several people today talk about kind of like, what is the purpose of the OTA, right? And I think it's really important to get at what is the importance of this period of the season. And this is really where the coaches get to teach and work on the individual craft. And saw a lot of teaching going on, a lot of really cool stuff, like stuff that I wish I could be like up close and really kind of hear. You know, I try to take little, you know, bits and pieces here and there, but really be able to get up there and hear what it is that they're saying. Because people are locked in, you know, it's not just like, you know, you can tell the difference when a guy is listening because, okay, you're the boss and I got to listen. Okay, we're going to do this. And when they're really receiving the information, and there was a lot of that going on today, Ryan Kerrigan, you know, for example, and Sharif Floyd talking to the offensive linemen, and they're just, you know, giving them tips like, hey, as a pass rusher, as a defender, here's what I'm trying to do to you. And when you do this, here's what I'm thinking. And when I do this, here's what you need to do. And just really good kind of like counter intel going on from, you know, and sharing of information between the two sides. And I thought it was really cool to kind of witness that. And, you know, So those things are all great, and you love. It's kind of one of those things where it's like the Senior Bowl practices. It's like the NFL scouting combine. Like, the good stuff, grab it, appreciate it. You know, Trey Amos making a really difficult catch on that play to get that interception. Absolutely take that and be like, okay, this is a cool nugget that could be that could show some promise. Michael Gallup having the ball bounce off of his hands in one OTA practice. Don't call for the dude to be cut. You know what I mean? Like, don't go over the deep end with the bad stuff. So Laramie, you know, he's been here for part of the process. He's been here for part of the offseason, and he's certainly gotten to know his teammates a little bit. Tyler Biotis talked to us about how the coaching staff was really cool and did a really good job of kind of setting up early. And you know, I think it was phase one that he said, where they kind of really focus on everybody getting to know each other and getting to know each other's why, and, you know, who the guy is versus who the player is and all that stuff. And Laramie was a part of that. You know what I mean? So I'm not really worried about it. His skill set, like, I don't want to say he's perfect, and like Bobby Johnson has nothing to teach Laramie Tunsil, right? But at the same time, like, Laramie, you know, we get to week three against, what is week three? Vegas, right? We get to like week three against the Raiders, and Laramie Tunsil gives up a sack. I don't know about everybody else, but you're not going to go to my Twitter feed and find me saying, well, if Laramie showed up May 28th, he probably doesn't get beat by Max Crosby on that move. You know what I mean? So I think that's just important to keep it all in perspective.
David, one thing I want to ask you about, too, relative to the schedule, and it just came off the cuff because you mentioned, the Raiders. This run defense was the Achilles heel of this team last year. We're going to find out right away in the first month plus of the season whether or not it's fixed or not. Josh Jacobs, Ashton Jenty, Bijan Robinson, Amarion Hampton. Would you be surprised if they got off to a slow start stopping the run?
I mean, I'll tell you, like, that's a really tough matchup. Tyrone Tracy, too, with the New York Giants, right? Like, that's a really tough stretch. But you definitely don't want to come out of those first five games or so with at least some promise, right? Like, it may not be perfect, and it may not be, you know, like head and shoulders above what we saw last year. But you want to at least see signs of growth because, you know, towards the end of the year there, you got Saquon twice. That's a little bit more concerning. And then, you know, some of these younger backs that you're going to see later in the season, now they've got experience and they've got their NFL legs under them. And, you know, they could also be hitting a rookie wall, some of them. So, I mean, there's another side of that coin, right? Given the caliber of, I mean, really it's Saquon, right? Like, those like two of the last, you know, few weeks here in the season, you're going to see Saquon Barkley twice. So getting ready for that, like, these are kind of like your, you know, it's like the opening card of a heavyweight bout. Like, these are your opening fights, so you need to go in there and at least get some good work in and get some good lessons learned as you look to solidify things. So I don't know that, you know, I would necessarily predict a slow start. We got to see how the defense looks once we get to preseason, and joint practices are going to be important and all that. But, they definitely need to make some growth early in the season so that when, you know, the final boss, right, shows up at the end of the regular season, they're ready for him.
For sure. David, it's really not a whole lot to chew on here with you, my friend, because it was just OTAs. I definitely wanted to hear your thoughts being out there, boots on the ground. Tell our listening audience where they can check out your work, my friend.
Yeah, Locked On Commanders, 5 days a week, sometimes more. We'll be going 5 days a week strong all through the offseason, all into the preseason, even after these guys break. After mandatory minicamp, into the dreaded dead period where no news is good news. We'll still be talking 5 days a week. We're going to talk about some stuff. I don't know, fantasy rankings, depth chart battles. We'll talk about anything and everything we can. But we're doing that. And then, of course, WSA9, been blessed to be working with them, you know, going into my second season working with them now. And then Commander Game Day, part of the On SI crew as well, working over there. So there's a lot of places you can find it. But Locked On Commanders is definitely the main spot.
For sure. David, appreciate you giving us some time, as always, my friend. Real quick, do you think Anthony Edwards and company save their season tonight, or do you think they get sent packing?
I mean, do they save it tonight? Maybe. Like, did I save it? No. Like, they're going to be done, right? But extend it? Maybe.
Yeah.
For sure. But, you know, I like Ant. I hope he gets a ring someday, but I'm not against Shaq getting one, you know, either. So.
For sure. David, appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison, the absolute best, talking all things Washington Commanders. Give him a follow on the X app at dharrison82. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's take a trip around the National Football League. The Commanders, not the only team on the field in its entirety for the voluntary OTAs. We'll take a spin around the NFL and give you some of the best nuggets from OTAs around the National Football League. It's next. You're on The Fan. One 800 636 1067, the number right here on The Fan. Taking up the 9-10, that's baseball coming your way, following your boy, Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. We'll get you warmed up with Nats on Deck. First pitch set for 9:40, so make sure you keep it live and local all throughout the night. We talked about the Commanders and their voluntary OTAs getting cracking this afternoon. We'll let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn. David Harrison just joined it. He was live out there at practice. So I feel like we've covered in all the bases when it comes to the Commanders and their voluntary OTAs. I want to take a spin around the National Football League now, because there was some very interesting nuggets and tidbits from OTAs. I want to start in Foxborough. Oh, he a terp. I want to start in Foxborough with Stephon Diggs. First of all, pimping ain't easy. Now, can I just put that out there? Pimping ain't easy. And Stephon Diggs keeps it P on the field and off the field, right? If y'all aren't aware, he soft launched his relationship with Cardi B at the Knicks and Pacers game last week. So they're a thing now. He was on a yacht with his famous girlfriend rapper Cardi B instead of being at practice today. Now, I actually advocated for Washington to bring in Stephon Diggs. I thought I would have took a flyer on him, but they obviously know better than I do. He was on this boat with a bunch of models, beautiful models. It was a great time for him. But there was this pink substance that he was giving out, and there's a bunch of people speculating on what that pink substance was. It was a pink powdery substance. And I'm just glad that we don't have to deal with stuff like that here in D.C. Now, the Patriots are like my second favorite team this year, because I've already stamped them as like this year's Commanders. I think the Patriots are going to go ape you-know-what this year. I think Mike Vrabel is an elite head coach. I think they've got talent littered across the roster. I think Drake May is going to be a badass. And guess what? We're going to get to see him up close and personal during the OTAs. So I'm curious to see how it all comes together. Mike Vrabel, though, I wanted him here in Washington when, you know, that was the head coach at the top of my list when we parted ways with Ron Rivera. Once it was found out that Vrabes was on the outs because, you know, Amy Adams drunk the ownership group in Tennessee, he's a lunatic, I was like, bring me Mike Vrabel. He is a no-nonsense guy. I think he is going to be able to get the best out of everyone. He had this to say on the viral Stephon Diggs video.
Stephon Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time, but the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field, and we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
So Vrabel keeping it P as well, right? Real good answer. Oh, wow. Hurricanes up 2-0 right now on the Florida Panthers in the first period of the Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals. But yeah, like, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. For the same reason I made something, made a fuss about Tunsil, the same reason Patriots fans should be making a fuss about Stephon Diggs. It's your first time with a new team. Be there, dude. Instead, you're on a yacht smacking booty. You know what I'm saying? Getting your chest rubbed on. Like, come on, Diggsie. You're better than that. That's just how I look at it. And it was a one-year deal for Stephon Diggs. So odds are there probably isn't too much loyalty and allegiance to New England anyway. But if he balls out this year and you build a rapport with Drake May, why would you want to go elsewhere? I'll be real with you. That was the last team I thought he signed with. the Patriots. I just didn't. Obviously, they have a glaring need at wide receiver. Stephon Diggs is just, he don't scream Patriot. Now, I understand the Patriot way is different now that it's Vrabel at the helm, but.
You know, they're not patient up there.
No.
The fans. They're probably already going crazy. I need to look into it a little more. I'm going to hit up some of my Patriot fan friends because I'm sure they have some choice words right now. He hasn't even played a down for this team, much like Laremy Tunsil hasn't, and I'm sure there's some people that already hate him for that.
It's tough.
That's just how it goes up there, though.
Our partners, our sister station up in Boston, WEEI, they do a great job. I saw them talking about it. One of the hosts wasn't making a big deal about it, man. I'm blanking on my guy's name, bro. He works for NBC Bay Area Boston, or excuse me, NBC Boston as well. But yeah, they're not making a huge fuss about it, but you know, I got something to say about it. It's interesting. I wish the best for him. Like I said, I hope New England turns up this year. Something else that stood out from OTAs is who's not there for the Cincinnati Bengals. Remember the edge rusher that everyone wanted us to draft, Shamar Turner? Or Shamar Stewart, rather.
Yeah, the one that you would have had a mental freak out if we took.
I would have had a conniption. Turns out the Bengals are over there set tripping, is what I would call it, right? The way the NFL draft is now slotted with this new CBA, every draft pick and their contract is slotted. So remember Hard Knocks back in the day, there was a couple of rookie holdouts that were like, oh, is this the Bengals is actually the most famous one. That's the crazy part. The Bengals offensive lineman, I think it was Andre Smith back in the day, held out, and he held out for a while, all the way through camp. And eventually they got the deal done, and he played for them. That problem is now been dissipated. It doesn't exist anymore because each draft slot is slotted by contractual value. It's preset. Yet Shamar Stewart, the Texas A&M edge rusher, having issues right now with the Bengals. He has not participated in the offseason program at all because of issues with the offset language in his contract. And normally you would blame that on the player, but I blame the Bengals. Britt Jaroli joins us next year to talk a little bit of Washington Nationals as we get geared up for Nats and Mariners.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.